Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, this week, like almost every other week, we have a host of difficult challenges facing us. Countries all over the world are experiencing an explosion in food cost, and there's hunger and even famine in some regions. With Russia blocking Ukraine wheat, we face more suffering, and in some cases, Russian troops set fire to the ready-to-harvest wheat fields. They burned them to the ground. Another decision in Europe is hard to believe. Dutch farmers are furious because their government is going to limit the amount of nitrogen their farmers can use. Their government wants to limit production, I guess. Do they really think that they'll help to stop climate change? What about their 1.5 million dairy cows? The Netherlands is the EU's largest exporter of meat, according to Kit Knightley, a Bloomberg journalist. The Dutch plan, and I quote, will reduce the number of pigs, chickens, and cows by about 30%, end of quote. See, organic food production gets a lot of support across the EU, too. Even in our own country, President Biden wants the Department of Agriculture to spend $300 million to help organic farming. Okay, organic farming will reduce production by one-third or one-half. How many people in the world will starve if we go down that road? I'd also add that bring down inflation. Well, with the shorter supply of food, we can expect higher prices and more inflation. The hungry people in the world are not going to accept government limitations on food production. The corn and beans on my farm are genetically modified. Our yields have tripled since I was a boy. We eat GE foods all the time. They are safe. They are good for the environment because they allow us to grow more food on less land. The time has arrived to start growing GE wheat. That could help lift wheat yields, as we have seen in corn and soybeans. The GE technology will protect my wheat from weeds and pests and disease. The world needs to welcome new technology in producing food, as we do in making airplanes, internet, and everything else. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.